This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Mattel has rolled out a new marketing campaign just in time for the holiday shopping season. It's a Spanish language campaign, to be precise, aimed at Latina moms. The slogan is Toy Feliz, a play on Estoy Feliz, I am happy. Carmen Wong Ulrich, the new host of our weekend personal finance program, Marketplace Money, has some insights about this. Hey, Carmen.
Hello, Kai.
So what do you think? Is this going to work? You're a Latina mom.
I was going to say, well, as a Latina mom, it's a really cute and fairly savvy play. So they definitely brought on some pretty smart people because Toy Feliz is basically Estoy Feliz, I'm happy. So it's great. But there is so much demand from retailers to get at Latina moms, at this demographic, because it's growing and because, you know, in California, for example, where you are, most of the children in California will be Latino in the next 10 years.
Right. But here's the thing. You are a Latina mom. Is this going to make you go shop at Mattel to buy whatever the toy is that says Toy Feliz on the front of it or the ad campaign?
Well, I'll tell you what, Kai, they already got me. Because one of their biggest launches, their hugest products, are the girls of Monster High.
Uh-huh.
They launched with someone named Skelita.
Uh-huh.
She is a Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos doll. And they also have a Chinese dragon doll. And they also have a doll from the Bronx. So they really get this multi-culty appeal. And Monster High has become their biggest success, I feel, because as a multi-culty Latina mom, that it really appealed to this demographic.
What took them so long? I mean, it's not like the idea that Latinos spend money is a new thing, is it?
You know what? The census numbers, that's what started it all. Because here's what I say to folks. You know what? We've always been here. Now we're just being counted. But I do have to say that it's not just appealing to Latinos. I think, you know, my daughter goes to school with and grows up around people from all backgrounds. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this is just how young people are going to live today.
Is it enough to do this advertising simply in the language, or is there an element of culture that needs to be understood as well?
Oh, it's absolutely cultural. To me, one of the worst campaigns or some of the worst campaigns that have come out in the past couple decades are ones that simply are just in Spanish, and it's just taking an English ad and translating it. That doesn't necessarily make it Latino. So the fact that they can be savvy about something so subtle as how you say I'm happy really hints at the fact that they're going deeper here. So let's see what comes out of it.
Does the fact that this is all about dollars matter to you?
It's always about dollars, Kai. All retail is about dollars, every single piece of it. I think what it depends on is that when moms have certain budgets for buying toys, they're going to make a choice between toys. And I think what Mattel is trying to do is trying to say, this is the toy that belongs in your house because we get you. And that might work.
Carmen Wong Ulrich is the brand new host of our personal finance show, Marketplace Money. She is on the air this weekend. Carmen, thanks a bunch.
Thank you so much. Gracias, Kai.